it is welcome news, and it outlines once again that the A5 remains a constant and a top priority for the Irish government. I've been speaking with colleagues in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in relation to it, and some within Fine Gael giving the heads up that this was going to be outlined in this plan. It falls right directly in line with what Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach has been saying from the outset of his new role, that infrastructure across this island is a priority for him as the leading figure of this island. And I'm delighted that it is outlined as one of his top priorities in this plan. I and the SDLP and Joe Byrne before me have called for a long number of years for the A5 to be developed. The first phase, 1A, that runs from new buildings through to the far end of Strabane, is due to be started any time now in the coming weeks, certainly this side of Christmas and no later than the start of the coming new year. Phase 2 and 3 will depend on basically if a functioning executive and government is in place here in Northern Ireland. And this should be a wake-up call directly to the two parties here in Northern Ireland that are holding things up, the DUP and Sinn Féin. The Irish government have laid out their priority to develop fully the A5 and to ensure that they play their part in investing in this vital piece of infrastructure. We cannot do that unless we're sitting around the table at Stormont. So, and to ensure the full A5 is delivered, we need a functioning executive, and we also need to be very, very welcoming of the continuous support of the Irish government, but outlining this key priority for them in this framework document. And a final point, this needs to happen sooner rather than later. There's many, many people are losing their lives on this road as it sits. We need to see that road fully developed and the investment throughout the West. It'll bring about jobs, creation, it'll bring about greater opportunities for people here, and certainly will open up this entire part of this island.
And not only is this a vital piece of infrastructure for Strabane and the surrounding areas, but for the whole island of Ireland in progressing forward.
Absolutely. This road was about taking Derry to Dublin and Strabane, West Tyrone. My constituency here in Omagh and Strabane falls right in the centre of that. Most of the A5 runs through this constituency, which is why it's a key priority for me, and it must happen. For so long, this area has been starved from the investment opportunities that potentially it could attract because the infrastructure to and from this part of this island has been completely very much neglected and poor. With investment into infrastructure, into roads, and into the A5 in particular, I am certain that it will be the starting point that we could see greater opportunities for our people. It will not be the silver bullet, but it certainly will be a key starting point for us to attract greater opportunities for our people and have safer roads for our people to travel on.